I'm not supposed to be the prosecutor from an episode of Law and Order.
Oh, when you don't want to be. When you don't want to be, you don't. All right, but here's the real. Here's the truth. I covered some teams too, Mike. Mike, I covered teams too. I covered teams differently. I covered teams where there was no such thing as a hero, where you ask the questions that apply. If Andy Reid did not feel comfortable answering a question into a microphone, he is in effect disrespecting the fans that are listening to those questions. He has a responsibility to be honest to those people, and he never saw fit to. He did it in a backdoor style. Come over here, Mike. Now I'll tell you the real story. That way he can mold you. He can befriend you so you will do his bidding. And that's what's going on here.
What a bunch of baloney.
Jonesy, you were on the other end of it.
As a fan, I want to hear him give an honest answer. Yeah, hold him. I do want that. I mean, I watched it.
Jonesy, I get it. And as a fan, you should probably read people like Jeff McClain and Sheil Kapadia and Bo Wolf and Les Bowen in the years that he was covering the Eagles to find out what's really going on. Because as you know, there's more to covering a team than asking questions in a press conference. And as far as the deifying of athletes or coaches or anything like that, I would respectfully suggest, Angela, to go back and look at some questions I've asked people in press conferences, starting with, you know, the most deified owner in this town, Ed Snyder, a week into my job at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
That's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make. You applied a far more stern look at Ed Snyder than you did with Andy Reid. That's
right,
what I'm trying to say. You use different standards.
Well, because fewer people applied that standard to Ed Snyder in this town. The Flyers have gone 38 years and have now gone, 45 years without winning a Stanley Cup. And all you heard in this town was, oh, Mr. Snyder really wants to win, which he did, but his methods weren't working.
And they didn't win either. And now you're doing exactly what you just described. You said the people were not portraying Ed Snyder accurately. You're not doing it to Andy Reid. That's my point.
Ed Snyder didn't have people screaming about him for 4.5 hours every morning on the radio.